I'm Leah Ferguson.
And I'm Mike DeLue.
From the University of Alaska Fairbanks. And this is Alaska Voices, a place where community members, friends, and scientists can share stories and place-based knowledge in order to build a better tomorrow for Alaskans and the world.
I can hear the music playing in my head.
Originally, I grew up in Gakona, Alaska.
Tyonek.
Egypt.
Idaho.
Grand Park.
St. Lawrence Island.
St. Paul.
And I'm here with my student.
My science buddy.
My teacher.
My homie.
I'm his daughter.
We are here because, unfortunately, season two has come to an end. And we thought we could take a moment to reflect back on the season.
Season two is exciting. I was really glad to have it back up and running. And yeah. It can't go on forever, so it's really exciting for it to be out there in the world, and now we can start thinking about the next season. Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So you have worked with Alaska Voices for a while now. There was a bit of a hiatus, but you were around for the first season, and I thought maybe we could tie those together a bit. So would you reflect back on season one? What was the process of that first season, and how has it felt getting the podcast back up and going after a couple of years?
Yeah, so your listeners, if they were paying extraordinarily close attention to the outros, they might notice that all the season one episodes were involving StoryCorps and the season two episodes weren't. So the way that kind of worked was that Jesse and Bob recorded season one as part of StoryCorps, which is its own structure. It's not a podcast. It's full hour-long conversations. And so those were all recorded without this format, this podcast, this feed in mind. And then later that kind of came into fruition. This is the first season where we got everything out of the recordings that were all recorded, and then we came up with the idea of the podcast and edited to fit. This season was more, okay, that was great. People loved it. Let's do more of that. And so it's the first group of recordings that were specifically recorded with this format in mind. What have you thought about the comparison between season one and season two?
I am glad that you brought up StoryCorps, because I think StoryCorps is really interesting. And one of their main missions is to, I'm going to rephrase it in not the way that they put it, but basically to show people's humanity through their conversations, because I think it's something that everybody can relate to. And you get to learn a lot about people through listening to just, 10 minutes of conversation. So even though we've moved away from StoryCorps recordings just for the purpose of archival recordings, we've retained a lot of that. So I think that that's really cool. We still do them in these 40-minute chunks. Yeah. So you get that in-depth feel, that I already know this person kind of feel. And I'm glad that that's been retained across the seasons.
Yeah, I think if you were just listening to the podcast, you might not know that all of these conversations start out an hour long or between a half hour and an hour, depending on the episode. But yeah, the secret sauce is that you might be listening to minute 7 through minute 15 of a 40-minute long conversation in this episode. And yeah, I think you're right. We're still meeting that mission of telling people stories, amplifying their voices, and also telling it in a way that's different from all the other storytelling mechanisms. We write press releases, we write stories, we publish story maps, we, to greater and lesser extents across the cast, publish papers. But you get a whole lot different things when you are hearing about a childhood growing up deciding to become a programmer, or the day my backyard caught fire. These are just very different than the stuff that ends up in your peer-reviewed journal, in the journal Ecology, Biology,
Indeed. Mm-hmm. And also as a facilitator, it has been really lovely to create this space for those hour-long, 40-minute-long conversations between people, because that's just something that I don't think a lot of people often take that much time to sit down one-on-one. Sometimes there are people that wouldn't even have that opportunity. Maybe they're colleagues or, don't see each other that often. Yeah, to facilitate that space and then see how people kind of leave in a really good mood after having connected with a person, it's really fun to also listen to people that already know each other talk. You get to enter their worlds a little bit.
That's true. That's true. Did you have a favorite from this series?
I would have a hard time choosing a favorite, but the one that I facilitated that comes to mind quickly is between Trisha and Jacob, because it was in the spring and it was the end of the school year and the sun was shining and they were excited and Jacob was almost graduating or defending. And I don't know, they just brought a lot of passion for their upcoming careers and the weather and the work that they've been doing. And also they were hilarious and just buddies to begin with. So yeah, that one was really fun. What about you? Which ones come to mind?
A lot of them were good. Again, you know, I'm asking this question and then we have to pick our favorites of our children. But what I will say is I work really closely with the SNAP team, and yet I learned something new about my colleagues that I had never heard, like stories I hadn't heard about how they came into programming and their backgrounds in physical science and field work and then moving. It was just really fascinating to hear those stories told that way, even though I've heard little bits and chunks in my years of working very close.
Yeah, I learned a lot. And like you said, we work with some of these people and it was still every step of the way. I was like, whoa, like, I didn't know that about them. And
yeah. I'm also really glad that we got more of a reach across Alaska. You know, we still have a lot of work to do, but more folks in Southeast this time, thanks to our awesome colleague, Annika, who did recordings down in Sitka and in Juneau. And that was really great. So that's something I'm really excited about. Maybe some more out in Western Alaska this year. We'll see.
Yeah, which is a good segue into my last question, which is, what is coming down the line for Alaska Voices?
That's exciting. We did, before the release of season two, we did the mini series around the work of Rick Toman. And I am doing some work right now on telling the story of this big science project. It's called NG Arctic, the Next Generation Ecosystem Experiment. Thank you. This big DOE project that's been recording data on the Seward Peninsula and in Okeechobee for well over a decade now, and telling the story of that project and how the project itself has changed to try to do better even while it's in progress. What else? Is there anything else you want to talk about?
Well, we will have another season of Alaska Voices. We're aiming for one every year. So in between the main seasons where we have these conversations between people, we would like to get some of those mini series out, the one on Rick Toman, the NG experiments. And you've heard from a lot of people this season that work with the Scenarios Network for Alaska and Arctic Planning.
Shout out
or SNAP. Yeah. And they create a lot of really interesting and accessible climate data, which is just this world that is huge and complex, but also so important and ever-changing and really interesting. And I'd like to simplify that a little bit. And so you might hear some of those people, familiar voices, talking more about climate modeling.
Yeah, get out
your
notebooks.
Stay tuned.
Get ready to write down some vocabulary. No, absolutely not. It'll be fun.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you, Mike, for doing this little debrief.
Thank you, Leah.
I pulled you in here with limited notice.
Happy to. This is really fun. I'm excited about keeping Alaska Voices going and experimenting, but also sticking to just telling stories. I think keeping that in mind, the story of the origin of Alaska Voices in mind every time we sit down and talk. So thank you so much for all the work you do to make this possible.
Mwah, thank you.
Alaska Voices is a place for communities to connect through conversation. This podcast was the brainchild of Jesse Young Robertson and Bob Bolton with support from the Alaska Climate Adaptation Science Center, who also funded today's episode. The Alaska CASC is committed to providing regionally relevant science for Alaska's changing climate. Alaska Voices would not be possible without the efforts of an amazing group of people. Our producer and audio engineer is Kelsey Skonberg of Mossy Stone Media. The Alaska Voices team includes Micah Hahn at the University of Alaska Anchorage and Leah Ferguson, Mike DeLue, Annika Ord, and Diego Noreña at the University of Alaska Fairbanks. If you are interested in more conversations or information, please visit our website at alaskavoices.org.